established that it's Bechaz Kashin Ederis. As long as we didn't see Ederis, but we saw it as a Zephyr, it has a Kokoman in Niklam, it has an Ezra Yisera, so we have to be allowed to eat it. According to the Rambam, only if we take notice that it's an Ederis. In addition, it has an organic. It has an organic cimentar. So the Shittas Rambam is as follows. The Torah doesn't mention the whole Shittas Rambam, but the Shittas Rambam is that if we find an unidentified bird that has one cimentar, one organic cimentar, plus the functional cimentar of any dairies, we are allowed to eat it. Now, if we find an unidentified bird that has three organic cimentar, and we also establish that it has the functional cimentar, we allow it. If we find, again, the Rambam says, if we find an unidentified bird that has two organic cimentar, plus, and it is established that it has the functional cimentar, we allow it. But if we find that an unidentified bird has one cimentar, has one organic cimentar, and we didn't see it act as an Ederis, but we didn't establish that it's an Ederis, we're not allowed to eat it. Now, if we find an unidentified bird and we see it as a Zephek, all the three, a Zephek and Kokovoni Nikla, and that's by Yisrael, but we didn't establish that it's an Ederis, we're not allowed to eat it either. Now, and the Shittas Rambam is that, like Rashi, not like the Rashi, that there are no other Ephes Tmeim except the 24 species spelled out by the Torah. Now, the question arises, why does the Rambam require, in order to be allowed to eat an unidentified bird, that we must establish, number one prerequisite is, we must establish it possesses the functional cimentar. And then, that it possesses at least one organic cimentar. So if it possesses one organic cimentar plus the functional, you can eat it. If it possesses two organic plus the functional, you can eat it. If it possesses three organic plus the functional, you can eat it. But suppose we establish it possesses three organic, and we didn't establish as to whether it's a dairies or any dairies, so then we're not allowed to eat it. Why? So obviously we are cheshish. Now what is the Shittas Rambam? Is the Shittas Rambam like the Shittas Agenim, like the Girsas Agenim, that the 20 species spelled out by the Torah possess three simonitare, or is the Shittas Rambam like Rabbi Yishe bar Rabbi Yese? Now, so the Lacha Mishneh wants to say that the Shittas Rambam is like Rabbi Yishe bar Rabbi Yese. In other words, that the 20 species possess only one cimentar. So the question is, why does the Rambam say that if someone finds an unidentified bird that has three organic cimentar, so he's not allowed to eat it unless in addition to this proof that it has three organic cimentar, he also takes notice that it has the functional cimentar. But why, if Shita is like Rav Rav Meshe bar Rav Yisei, so there is no Eftome, no species of Eftome that possesses three cimentar. Either they possess one or they possess two. So then it should follow, according to Rav Rav Meshe bar Rav Yisei, if we find in a bird free, simonitare, it should be mutabachile. Shouldn't ask any questions. And the Rambam says, no, even if we find in an unidentified bird, it has its effect in Kofan and Niklav, and as by Yisera, but we, as long as we didn't establish that it has the functional simonitare, you're not allowed to eat. Why not? So Reb Chaim says, it's a very complicated Reb Chaim. But I mean, this is the Tamsis. First of all, we have to say, even though he doesn't discuss the two different Gersois, but we have to say that according to what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, so the Shittes Rambam had the same Gersa, the Rambam had the same Gersa as Rav Reb Meshe and Rav Yisi. But with one difference. According to Rav Reb Meshe, in other words, he had the same Gersa as Rav Reb Meshe and Rav Yisi. In other words, not, first of all, he wasn't Geres. He wasn't Geres. And then, he wasn't Geres, Plote Hadre Bechule, Esrimem Shleisha Shleisha, but he was just Geres, Plote Ise Bechule. Plote Ise Bechule. That's all. And he wasn't Geres, Neilach, Mahosom Plote Bechule, he wasn't Geres. But there is one difference between the Rambam, even though the Rambam had the Gersa for Rav Meshe and Rav Yosef, but there is one difference. According to Rav Meshe and Rav Yosef, so the 20 species have just, each one of them has just one simentare. According to the Rambam, so there are some species among the 20 species that have three, and there are some species that have just one. But, among the three that they have, those species among the 20 species that have three simonitare, they possess only three simonitare, and then there are other species among the 20 species that have just one simentar. It's one simentar. Now, and the Shittes Rambam is as follows. The Mishnah says, so the Pashtus Aloshim of the Mishnah is as the Reb Chaim says. In other words, there are two aloches. One aloche is of simonitare, and then there is another aloche of simonitume. So etz ba'iseiro, zefek, holvoni niklav, are simonitare. And it's not statistical simoni. It's essential simoni. In other words, Etz Ba'iseiro and Zefek and Kukvoni Niklav are the essential simonim that make certain birds into Ephistel. Why are they Toeir? Because they have these simonim. Like the simonitaro in Behemoteiro and Chayoteiro. So it's not a statistical thing. Like the simonitaro in Dogim Toeri. So it's not a statistical thing. These are the simonim that make it into Dogim Toeri. In other words, if a fish has scales, it has fins, so that makes it into an iftoya. Not that this is a raya, that these are the ifestayrim. No, this is the thing that makes it an iftoya. The chewing the cud, and the split hoof are the things that make certain behemoths, certain animals into behemoteiro or chayoteiro. So the same thing is true of an Eiftoya. They are certain simonim, which are essential simonim, that make the Eifes into Eifes Teirim. What are the simonim that make the Eifes into simonim Teirim? Into Eifes Teirim, these three simonim. But they are two aloches. They are two aloches. In other words, anyone vis-a-vis the Eifes, the Chovdalet Eifes that are mentioned by the Torah. So the Torah requires the Torah requires all the three simonita. All the three simonita. So why are the Chavdala Deifes some of them have two simonitare, two organic simonitare. Some of them, like Erev, has two organic simonitare. Still they are Tomei because they don't possess, not one of the Chavdala Deifes possesses even once, yeah, I mean, not one of the Chaldeis possesses all the three simonitari. But then, vis-a-vis other species, not the Chavdala Deifes, so we only require one organic simonitari. But as far as simonitari are concerned, so only a simonitari begufi, an organic simonitari, constitutes an essential simonitari. A functional, there is no functional simentare, but there is a functional cementum. So that's why the Mishnah says, kolei fadere istome. That means that if we see an unidentified bird, and it's deres, it's a bird of prey, so that makes it an eiftome. That makes it into an eiftome. That makes it into an eiftome. So in other words, so according to the Rambam, there are two halachas. There is a halacha of simonitare. And simonitare consists of organic simonitare. There is no functional simonitare. And then there is a halacha of simentume. Also an essential simentume. In other words, so eifadeiris is a simentume. So it's not as the other Rishonim say, there are four simonitare. Three organic and one functional. So the fourth simentare consists in not being a deris, a negative simentare. No, there is no such thing according to Rambam. They are only positive simonitare. And so the positive simonitare consists of three organic simonitare. And then there is a positive simentume. That's a functional, if it's deris. So the Mishnah says, kol eifadeiris istome. So if we see that an unidentified bird is deres, so maybe that's a simentume. It's a ray, it's an eftome. It's a ray and eftome. So then it says, then the Mishnah proceeds to discuss the simonitare. Kol sheyesh leyes bayiseiro, vizefek, vikokovone nikla, vistoyer. So the Mishnah doesn't mean that only if it has all the totality of the three organic simonitare. The Mishnah discusses what simonitare are there. So there are three simonitare. So vis-a-vis an eighth that is not spelled out by the Torah. So one simentare constitutes an eiftoi. Vis-a-vis, the eif is spelled out by the Torah. So we need all the three simonitare. So actually, there are only three simonitare. There are no four simonitare. The fourth simen is not a simentare. Deiris is a simentum. Deiris is a simentum. Now let's see the Rambam. I mean, all right, the two. V'imhoyo b'cheska sheni deiris, if it is established as sheni deiris, v'yesh lei echot midim la'asimoni, eize sheyeh, kosav ha-rambam shehutoy. So if it is an eini deiris, and in addition, it has one organic cementare, because only an organic cementare is a cementare. There is no functional cementare. There is a functional cementum. So it's toy. Avorach kosav, שאין להתירה בסימן אחד, אלו שקוקובוני נקלף, אבל אם אין נקלף, אפילו יש בזפק, ואז בייסירו, הסתומי. The Rach says that he has a Kabbalah, that this additional cementare, that the Gemara says, either Peres or Osnio possesses, consists of kokovoni niklav. So that means that the three that the 20 Ephes name that have three simonitare, so Kokovoni Niklaf is not one of them. Kokovoni Niklaf is not one of them. So in other words, that they consist of Zephek, and that's by Yisero, and Eni Deris, according to the Rashi. So it's like Rabbi Netan. So Avorach Kosav Shein Latire B'Simen Echod El Shikukvone Niklaf Avolimene Niklaf Afilo Yesh B'Zefek Veitz B'Yisero Is Tome V'Rashi Kosav Shein Lismech V'Lechel Koleif Elo B'Meseres Shemosholon Avisenu Shutoya Sheishlochu Shemoderes. Because according to Rashi, so the Pshat in the Mishnah is, when the Mishnah says Kol Sheish Le'etz B'Yisero Vizefik Kovone Niklaf Toye, only if it supplements the fact that it's in a deris. So Memele, if we don't establish that it's an in a deris, it's an in a deris, so if we're not sure as to whether it's an in a deris, so then we cannot rely on any other simoni. Why not? Because according to Rashi, even if we see a non-identified bird that has three organic simonitare, a Zephek and Kohen Niklaf, and that's by Yisero, but we didn't establish that it's an Enedereis, so we have to be Cheshish, maybe it's one of the 20 species. But we didn't see a deiris, that's no raya. We didn't see a deiris. But maybe the next day we'll see that it is a deiris. Yes, what is that? What is that?
According to the Rock, why is it only for one mikvah? If you have an old Zephyr or anything there, why shouldn't it be Mukher? If you're not close to the Paris or other mikvah, according to the Rock.
In other words, so your kasha is now, if the Rach would agree with the Shite that the 20 species if it's made, the 20 species if it's made, so have three simonitare, so then if Paris, that's a very good question. So in other words, so only Paris Biosnio have one cemetery. And that's Lishriach. So why does he say only if the cemetery consists of Kukovon and Nikla? But if it consists of Zephyk, so then it's Osalochle. Why is it Osalochle? It couldn't be one of the 20 species because they have three simonitare. It couldn't be Erev because the Erev has two simonitare. So it could be only, it could only be Paris Osnio. Paris Osnio. So Paris Osnio, so is Lishriach. So we have to say if the Rach will agree, if the Rach will have the Girsas againin, so then we'll have to say, what we have to say in Tesfes. In other words, that only what we say in Tesfes, that only the Loidoris species is Loishriach of Perez Vosnio. But the Doris species of Perez Vosnio is Shriach. So Mimele, both Perez has just one semen and Osnio has just one semen. So it's Kabbalah Biodeinu that only the Kokovone, so one of the two, so has the cementari of Kokovone Nikla. The other one might have Zephek, might have Ezra Yisere. So the Loi Shriach applies only to the species that has the cementari of Kokovone Nikla. But the species that has the cementare of Zephek or Etzva Yisero is Shriach. So Memele, only if the unidentified bird has the cementare of Kokovone Niklaf, we are allowed to eat it. But if the unidentified bird has the simentare of Zefek or Ezra Yisero, so that is Shriach, so maybe we have to be Cheshish, maybe it's that species of either Paris or Osnio that has one simentare and is Shriach. Alright. Avorach kosav shin latir b'simenechot al shikubon in Nikla. Avor lemeni Nikla, afilu yesh b'zefek, ved b'yisir otamit. Virashe kosav shin lisner v'lech al koleiv, el masir ha-shem osla v'seinu, shu toya, she yishloch ha-shem oderis. And the Mechaber also passes like that. In other words, so he says, a bit chumre, that if there is a new bird that we never knew before, and we have no masire in respect to that bird, so we're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because that's Rashi Lishitosim, that when the Mishnah says, Kol Sheyeishbe, Ezba Yiseiro Vizefet V'Kukuvoni Niklaf Toyeya, so it means, if we see that it has all the three organic simonetare, plus that it's an enederes. We see it's an enederes. But if we find a new bird, and we see that it has all the three organic simonetare, and we do not see that it's there. We didn't see that it should grab avia. We didn't see that it should eat its victim while it's still alive. So that's not a guarantee that it's in any there. Maybe this bird did not have an opportunity to show to us that is named Deiris. And if we wait longer, so we'll see that it's a Deiris. It doesn't mean that a named Deiris always has to manifest its Deiris characteristic. Now, what's a named Deiris according to Teis Veshite? That it eats the victim while it's alive. Does that mean that the bird of prey will never eat a victim when it's dead? It eats its victim indiscriminately when it's dead, when it's alive. So maybe you just didn't see it, but maybe sometimes it eats the victim while it's alive. So maybe, but if we have a masire, let's say we don't have to have any shyness about a goose or a duck as to whether it's an iftoya or not, because we have a kabbalah from our ancestors that it's an iftoya. But if it's a new bird, so then we have no kabbalah. So how do we know that it has all the simonitare? Maybe it's in a day race. We didn't see a day race. We just didn't see it because it just happened that when this bird ate the victim, so the victim was dead. It was dead anyway. So the bird of prey shouldn't eat it. But maybe if it has an opportunity to eat the victim while it's alive, it will do so. Because of that, so there were many Jews, and even today, there are a few Jews. I don't know whether in Chicago you have some Jews, whether in America you have some Jews, but in Yerushalayim I know you have some Jews, who never eat turkey. Why? Because turkey is a new bird. I mean, we certainly have no Kabbalah from our ancestors about the turkey. That turkey was discovered in America. So, and our ancestors did not live in America. So, Mimele, there were some Rabbonim who felt that turkey should not be. Should not be. However, in Lithuania, so everybody ate turkey. And there are many Jews in Achenim, in the late Achenim, who say that even though Rashi says that Shein Lismich Vilechil Kolei Velob Masire Shemoslon Aviseinu Shuutoyer Sheishlech Shemadereis, but that is only Shayach if we did not witness the new bird day after day, night after day. I mean, observing, you know, its habits, its eating habits. So then, but we just saw a new bird. Let's say the first Jews who came to America and they found the turkeys, they were not allowed, according to Rashi, to take these turkeys and shecht them. Why? Because how could they know, how could they establish beyond the shadow of a doubt that the turkey is a naive shiny theirs. Maybe the naive theirs, they didn't see the first day they arrived in America that the turkey injects venom in its victim, or that it eats its victim while it's alive, or let's say according to Rashi's pshat, they did not see that it lifts up the victim completely. Behavior, that's no riot. He just didn't do it because it wasn't necessary for the turkey to do it. But if it will be necessary to eat the victim while it's alive, it will do so. So in such a case, Rashi has application. But if, let's say, we witnessed day after day and night after night, I mean, not one time the way it eats, but 1,000 times, every day we kept on watching, let's say, the turkey, how it eats, and we never saw for a single time that it should eat the victim while it's alive, so then there are no choshes. It's very mistaken. And this is the basis of the heter of eating turkey. But there are some Jews who don't eat turkey because of this shita of Rashi. So that's a simen. Because of Adini Ovi Rozal, V'chei Mistada, V'yeish Leichle, Im Yimtzo Leigimu Simonim B'gufe, V'in Lochush Shem Udeiz, Nemon Hatzayot Leima, Eiv Zei Hiteli Pleini Hatzayot, V'hu She'yei Sei She'ei Me'ya She'itirom Lei, Boki Bohem Uish Meseyem. Kosov Adini Ovi Rozal, Mishu B'mokim Sheni Yagim Yisrael B'yifechot, Mipnei She'in Lehem Maseres. So Rashi says that we must have a maseres, and that certainly applies to a bird that we didn't observe for a long time, day after day and night after night. So in other words, so then we have to be chesheish. Maybe it's an eight days. We didn't see the first time we watched this new bird eat, but maybe when we observe it the second time as it eats, we'll see that it's an eres. Maybe we want to observe it a third time. So suppose kosav adini ovi ozal mi ishu b'mokim shenu yagim misa beifechot mipnei sheyin lehem maseres v'yolach l'mokim sheyish lehem b'maseres sheyoch leich lehem b'mokim sholach shom v'afilu daiti larzir v'lo yeid l'afilu b'cholam keimeis yechilun lismich alei se amokim shekiblu bei shehu muter kol zman shenirchilim lahakir shehu tomei. So in other words, this halacha that ahelich mimokim shenoagu leser limokim shenoagu lehati so the halacha digmorim psochim says im daiti larze so he's not allowed to do it. So that only has application to something that the people in the mokim where it comes from know that it's muta. But they are machmir on certain things, as is yod. They are machmir. So let's say kidney, yes, I mean, or any other yod. So then he has to comply with the chumri hamokim shiyotzem shom, chumri hamokim sholach shom. Mashenkin here, if in any place people don't eat certain ifes, so it's not that they want to be machmir as is yod, because they don't have a kabbalah, so they don't know. Let's say if in a certain place. In a certain place, people don't eat turkey. So it's not that it's a chumre as is yod, because they don't have any kabbalah, so memele the acheshesh, maybe the turkey is a deus. But if he was in a place where they have a kabbalah, so in other words, so there is no choshesh, so he already has the kabbalah, that let's say that the turkey is an any deus. But now he comes to a place where the people have no masere, so he can take advantage of his masere in the place he departed from. So v'loy da'afilu b'chol amikemis yechilim lismich alei se amokim shekiblu bei shehu muta kol zman sheyechilim lahakya shehu tamei. That's irosh. I mean, there's the tour and there's the shittis irosh. the Mechaber mentions two days. Alright. Beitzev, Tome, Yasur, and Kemeisei. But before we go to the Mechaber, I want to go over the Lashon HaRamba. Now, there is one thing that Reb Chaim says. According to all the Rishayim, so the Pshat and the Mishnah, except the Rambam. So when the Mishnah says, Kol Sheyesh Le'etzba Yisero, Vizefek, V'kokovone Nikla, Istoyer, it means that when can we eat such a bird? Only if it has all the three organic simon. Ta. The organic simon ta. But if it has just two simonitare, so then you cannot eat it. You cannot eat it. Only if it has all the three simonitare. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, it means kol sheyesh le'etzba yisero v'zefek v'kovon niklav. And in addition, we established it's an eni deiros, then it's done. According to Rabbeinu Tam, kol sheyesh le'etzba yisero v'zefek. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meishi v'Rabbi Yisi. Even though, so even though they have different yosois, so but they both agree that the pshat in kol sheyesh le'etzba yisero v'zefek v'kovon nikla is toyer means that if one takes notice that a certain bird has the three organic simonitare, even though it didn't take notice of the functional simonitare, so it's muta. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, so it's muta because while his giyose is that the chof if his name have possess three simonitare, but the three simonitare consist of two organic simonitare and one functional simonitare. So Mimele, if he finds an unidentified bird that has three organic simonitare, so it's a raye that he do, it's not one of the chof ephes tmei, chof ephes tmei. According to Arav Rav Meshav Rav Yisei, so according to his Gersay, so the Chof of his name have possessed just one cementare. So all the Chof of his name, so are their sin, according to but each one of the Chof of his name possesses one cementare. So now, if one finds an unidentified bird that has three organic simonitare, it could be according to Rav Meshe Barav Yisei, one of the Chofev's name. But the Tzadashove between Rav Netam and Rav Meshe Barav Yisei is that as far as this Pshat in the Mishnah is concerned, so it's the same thing, that the Mishnah tells us that if one finds an unidentified bird and he doesn't know whether it's a deiros or an inedeiros, but he just establishes it has three organic simonitare, it's toya. According to Rav Netam, it's muta b'achile, because the chofefest name possess three simonitare, but only two organic and one functional, and this unidentified bird possesses three organic, and the contra Meshav Rav Yisef, it's muta, because while all the while all the chof of his name are their sin, and not one of the chof of his name possesses the functional cementare, it's still muter because all the chof of his name possess only one cementare, whereas this unidentified possesses three. But suppose it possesses one, it's osir. Suppose it possesses two, it's osir. Maybe it's an erim. Maybe it's an ayah, but it was hesitant. But the Sarashove of among them is that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that you are allowed to eat it only if it possesses three organic simonitare. However, the Rambam Pshat Reb Chaim says that the Mishnah doesn't tell us under which circumstances he is allowed this unidentified bird that has an etzba yisera and is ekkon in the klav. But Reb Chaim says two pshotim The Rambam, it's two pshatim in the Mishneh according to the Rambam. One pshat of the Rambam, Reb Chaim says, one pshat of the Rambam, the Mishneh might be that the Mishneh just tells us, we tzimoni ma'asimonetare. So the Mishneh tells us, kol sheyesh leyes ba'yiseira vizev, and we call one in niklaf toyer. These three are the simonetare. And they have, and what's the relevance of the three, of the totality of the three simonim? The relevance is ligabei the chavdalei deifes mentioned by the Torah. So the reason is why the chavdalei deifes altmeim is because all the chavdalei deifes are devoid of the total of three simonetare. Of this monetar, another pshat, and the Mishnah just tells us we tzimonim are this monetar, and then another pshat that the Rambam could have in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah says kol sheyesh leyesh ba'yiseira vizevken v'kuvonei niklav istoyer. In other words, if a certain off is not an iftom. Because how does an ov become an iftomei if it has the simen tumen of deiris? But if it is established that it's not an ov deiris, so it does not have a simen tumen. So then, in order to become an iftomei, it must possess one of the three simonetare. Either one, either etz v'yiseiro, or zeket zefek, or kekubanim nikva. So it's either or. So the Mishnah doesn't mean only if it has the totality of all the three. These are the three simonitare. And if any bird not spelled out, not included in the Chavdalei Deifes, has one of these three, is an Eftoy. Provided it does not have the simentume. If it has a simentume, it's a deiris, then it becomes an Eftome. So no simonitare will make it a toya because it becomes an iftomei by virtue of the fact that it's a deiris. But if it's not a deiris, so it does not have the simentume, and then it has one simentare, so then it is toya. What are the simonetare? There are three simonetare. Vis-a-vis the chavdalei deifes, so you must have all the three simonetare, and that's the reason as to why all the chavdalei deifes are tmeim. Because there isn't one among the Chavdalei Deifes that should have all the three simonetare be different. True, that there might be some Eifes among the Chavdalei Deifes name that have two simonetare, but not all the three. So these are the three simonetare. Now, the Rambam says in Perik Aleph Lech Macholos Asuras Halochet Esvot, Kol Mishu Boki Biminu Meil Uvishmiseyem Harei Ze Eichel Eif Sheine Mehem V'Nitzor Bdiki V'Eif Toya Nechal B'Maseres V'Hu Sheyedova Poshut V'Yisimokim Sheze Eif Toya V'Nemon Tzayot Leimar Eif Ze Hiteli Rabi HaTzayot V'Hu Sheyurze Koisi Tzayot Shehu Boki B'Mininelu V'Shmiseyem. Now you see how the Rambam mentions the aloches. First he says, "Kol mishu boki b'mini meilu uvishmiseyem harizei chel eif sheini mehem v'nitzor b'diki." And then he says, "V'eif toya nechal b'maseres." In other words, if there is a maseres, so then it is toya. He doesn't have to inquire about anything. He doesn't have to be boki. Mashein ke. If there is no maseres, then he has to be boki. And then Aloch at Zion, he says, "Mi sheine makiro, veini yedeyash miseyem, beidik b'simonim elu shenosnu chachomim, koleif shehu deiris ve'eichel biyodua shehu meilu haminim vitomim." So in other words, so that's a simentum. If he's deiris ve'eichel, that's a simentum. V'sheini diris ve'yecheil. So then, he's not an iftomei. He doesn't become established in iftomei. But in order to become established in iftomei, he must have one of the simonitare. That's the alfuse from Nesha. So, v'sheini diris ve'yecheilim v'yecheilim shlishi simoni me'ilu hareyu iftomei ve'ilei. Ez v'yiseiro izefek v'yamuro oishir kogroni nikla v'yad. Lifi she'ein v'choleilu ha'mini ma'asuri. Min she'ein ideres v'yeish b'yechod m'shleish simonim eilu chutz miperes v'yozniyo. Now, we saw two pshotim in the Gemara, in our main masmen. Two pshotim, Rashi's pshat and the Rambam pshat. But the Rambam has his own pshat. And according to the Rambam pshat, the way Reb Chaim explained it, so the Gemara is very smooth. So Omar Ameina, Hilchese, Eif abo b'siman echod toyer, v'yhud l'dos. In other words, because there are two aloches. One aloche is aloch of simonitare. And the aloch of simonitare consists, the simonitare consists of organic simonitare. Not lideris, lideris is not a simonitare. Deiris is a simentum. So, that's one aloche. There are three organic simonitare. And then we have aloche of tume, a functional simentum. So, mimele, omar ameima, hilchese, if we find in enough a cementare, and in order to be considered a cementare, it must be an organic cementare. There is no such thing as a functional cementare. There is a functional cementume. So, if an unidentified bird shows that it possesses one organic cementare, let's see, zefek of one nikra, so it's toya. Vihu, the lidoris. It must be established that it does not have a cementum. So in other words, so this is what Amina says according to the Rambam Shah. So the Rambam Shah says, Lifi Shein Bicholeimu Hamini Maasuri, Min Sheinideris, Vyesh Biachod Mishlesh Simone Meiru, Chutz Mi Peres Viaznio. Now the oil is the kasha. The Gemara says that peres v'ozniyo is in a motzvi yishuv. And mele, if someone finds an unidentified bird that has one cementari, he can eat it. Because he doesn't have to be cheshish, lest it's peres v'ozniyo. Peres v'ozniyo is shriach. But the Rambam says that if the unidentified bird has only one semen, then he cannot eat it. It must have two simonim. So why does the Gemara say only one simon? They always have the kashe against the Rambam. It's no kashe, according to what Reb Chaim says. Because it has only one simentare. The other simon is not a simentare. It's the absence of a simentume. It says, "Lifi sheim b'choleilu asimonim asur, aminim asurim, min sheim ideris v'yeish b'yechod m'shlish asimonim eilu, chutz im peres v'azniyo, u'peres v'azniyo in b'tzuyim b'yishuv el midboris hi ayam or rechikis ad me'eid sheim seif ha'yishuv." She seif ha'yishuv. I mean, when the Rambam says hi ayam or rechikis ad me'eid, he doesn't mean Europe. He means America. According to Rambam, we have a machlekes v'sheinim as to whether in now bizman hazeh, and they mean bizman hazeh, they mean France, Spain, Germany. I mean these are the bizman hazeh in our mikemes. When they say our mikemes, so there's a machlekes v'sheinim. But the Rambam says v'ir hayam horichikis ad meid shein seif ayishuv shein seif ayishuv. Now we say shitas Rambam means that in Europe, the Paris Bosnia is not much either. In Seifa Yishuv, in other words, let's say in America. So, the Rambam, so in other words, Samima says that if we find in an unidentified bird an organic cementare, and of course, it is established that in the areas, that has nothing to do with simonitare, that has to do with simonitume. So then we allow to eat it. Because of all the ifest meim, now according to the Rambam, so the chof ifest meim are of two types. Some members of the chof ifest meim have free simonitare, organic simonitare, and they are still meim. Why are they still meim? If some of them have three organic simonetare because they are deresi. There is another aloche, the teifa deresi stami. So some of the chofeif esnayim possess three simonetare, but they are still pneim because they are deresi. And then some of them possess one simonetare, but they are all deresi. And then peres vios nio. So one of the two is a deresi species, and one of the two is an alienary species. So mimele, if someone finds an unidentified bird that has an organic simentare and he establishes that it's an alienary species, then it must be that species of Peres viosnio that is not much of an issue. So he's allowed to eat it. This is what it says. לפי שאין בכל אילו המינים האסורים מין שנדריס ויש ביחד משלוש הסימונים אלו חוץ מפרס ואחי או פרס ואזניו הם מצויים בישו בוריס היא היה מורחי כסנמאית שיסיפה ישו. So ממילא it's muta. Then the Rambam says in הלוח יתחס הויו הקור כבן ניקלב ביסקים, that's the Gemore, that it's Isopic, ואין ניקלב ביעת ואין בסימן אחר אף על פי שנדריס הרי זה סופיק. Now, then the Rambam mentions the sheet of the Rach. Omru hagenim shemasei resi biyedeyem sheimeirin lahatirif abo b'simen echot Elohim oyoi sei simen sheikoleiv kukurvonei biyad avo imeni nikla biyad אבל פי שיש לי זפק או יצבע יסירו מאילם לא יתרו So the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam is chishish for the sheet of the Rach, but even though the Rambam is chishish for the sheet of the Rach, but he integrates it, he combines it with his own sheet. What is the sheet of the Rambam? The sheet of the Rambam is that there are two aloches, aloch of simonitare, of three organic simonim. Any one of the three organic simonim makes an eif into an eif toer, except if it's one of the chavdalad eifes. So then it can only become an eif toer if it will have all the three organic simonim. But since not all the three organic simonim in addition to being an enideris. So Mimele the Rambam said, the Rambam is chishish for the shite of the Rach, that even if we find, what did the Rambam say? That if somebody finds an unidentified bird that has an organic simentar and it's an enideris, so he's allowed, because the only possibility is, as far as the possibility of niftomi is concerned, of peres ozniyo, that's not shriach. So only if the organic semen consists of kogonim nikla. But suppose he finds an unidentified bird that he possesses the sementare of zefe kores bayiseiro, and is in any day race, he is not allowed to eat it. So that's the Shittas Rach. But how can that be explained according to the Shittas Rambam? So the same way, in other words, that the Shittas Rach is that since there are two species, there is Peres and there is Osnio, we don't know one, so each Peres and Osnio possesses just one cementare, but one possesses just one cementare. So the shittas agenim that the Rambam mentions is, there's the shittas rach, that only the species of peres viosnio that has the cementare of kukovone niklav is not much of an issue. Mashein came the other species of Peres Viosnio. So he is more to be issue. So Mimele, the Rambam says that if one finds an unidentified bird that possesses the simental coronary nikraf at anything in the ilayis, then it is definitely. So then it couldn't be the Peres Ozmio of that has that possesses the cimentare of coronary cloud, because that's not much of an issue. So it must be some other species, not one of the Peres Ozmio species. So maybe it's muta because it's not much of an issue. Mashenke, the unidentified bird possesses the cimentare of Zephyr Kores by Iseiro. So maybe, so that could be the pair, the species that possesses the cimentare, not to govern in the club, but as by Iseiro or Zephyr, and maybe it doesn't even have to be according to what Reb Chaim says. We don't have to say what I said in the Rach, because the Rach does not necessarily agree with the Shita of Rav Meshe Rav Yosef. But according to what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is that the Chofev is made. So some of them have three simonetare, and some of them have only one simonetare. So mele, it's possible that this is one of the Chofev is made. Chofev is made. But the Kokovani Nikla is not one of the Chofev is Meim. That's of the, because Kovoni Niklav is the additional cimentare, not possessed by the 20. Mashenk in the Zefek is not the additional cimentare, so it could be one of the Chofev is Meim. That's why it's us. Some Raginim Shemasiris Ibedeyem is it only we call hashichim matmeim we need malahem harizet only now the mechaber right simon pivayis simoni yiftoyel mispoish natire elo mono minim tmeim dovar ushom mini yoif mutar vaminim asurim chodale vaamurim batel. So again, it's like the sheet of Rashi in the Rambam, not like the sheet of the Rashi in Tiras Abayis. They are no yifest meim other than the minim spelled out by the Torah. But the sheet of the Rajva is there are other ifest meim besides the minim spelled out later. Kol mishu boki beisim minim lish beseyem hariz eichel koleiv sheinim mehem veyitzor ebdiki veyiftoya nechem maaseres vihu sheyie dova poshu beisim mokim sheze yiftoya dinemon tzayet leim hariv zeh hitel lirabi atzayet vihu sheyur zeko isi tzayet shehu boki biminim hatmeim ho amurim batoiro vish beseyem. מי שימכירם ונידע שמסיים בידי פסימוני כל איב שהוא די ריס ואיכר ויודע ויודוע שהוא מינימט מי ואם אני יודע because that is סימן תומן ואם אני יודע אם די ריסים לב אם כשמעמידים איזה הלכות חלק אסרגלוב שני אסבעי סוף מכאן ובאי אסבעי סוף מכאן או שכיר את נאביה ואיכר ויודוע שהוא די ריס. So that is סימן תומן, it's an essential סימן תומן. Now the fundamental thing that must be derived from this, from learning these simonim, is that the simonitare are essential simonim, not statistical simonim. And the simentume, as Reb Chaim says, of their race is also an essential simon. It's not a statistical simon. It's not a statistical simon. All right. So, So Yesh Le Simone Tare, Ezba Yisere, Vizefik Konim Niklaf, Lafukim and Niklaf of Bisakim, Hoyo Hozoku Midup of Vinichi Vishemesh, Misraf and Kuyara in the Cimentare, Vafal Pisha in Legimus Simone Melu, Vafal Pisha Yesh Legimus Simone Melu, Ainly Ochle. Why? That's because of Rashi Shike. Because according to Rashi and Rabbi Gershon, when the Mishnah says that when it has the three Simone, it's Toyer, it means in addition to any dairies. So it must also be established that it's an enedeiris. And by just taking a look once at a new bird, you cannot be sure that it's an enedeiris. Only if you watch it for days and nights, day after day, night after night, and you constantly watch its eating habits, then you can determine with certainty that it's an enedeiris. So, Vafo Pishiyeshle Gimusimoni Melo in Lochle, Vivishanachish in Shemu Uderis, Elohim Kiyeshle Maseres, Shemosulem Aviseyen, Shehutoi, Shehutoi, Ye Shemrim Shekolev, Shehatume Roche, Vikav Ragli Vichovo Kishalavos, Vyodua Shemi Deres, Umuta Bachile, Im Ye Shle, Shleisho Simonim Bigut, Ye Shle Simonim Bigut, Vye Shemrim, Shemisme Hafilu Alze. We cannot rely on this simen. Hatumi rochet. We can't fragment the chob. Vein leachil shumeiv. Elo bi maseires. Elo bi maseires. Shekivu boi shiutoya. Of course, those who don't eat turkey, so they don't rely on this simen of hatumi rochet. Because the turkey possesses that simen. But we don't rely on it. So the Asam would say, Shein lisme hafil al zeh. ואין לאחר שום מעיף אלו מסירה שקיבלו בין שירותוי וכן נהגים ואין לשנס מי שהוא ממוקים שנהגים ניסה בהיפכו מפני שאין להם מסירס והולך למוקים שיש למסירס for the two mentioned which is the ראש שיטי יוכל אוכלי ממוקים שולח שום ואפילו דייטי לארזיה ומיוצא ממוקים שיש להם מסירס והולך למוקים שאין להם מסירס מוטלוך so that's the two and that's the ראש שיטי. Now the Mechaber mentions 2 days, and the Shach is chilik on the Mechaber. The Shach holds that there are no 2 days. Im shomi came yisheilu and maseres yichilim loochlei al smach mokim sheyish le maseres yish misheisya v'yish mishematia v'yish loches nivayis. So now he says, the Mechaber says that there are 2 days. Suppose in certain places they have a maseres and they eat a certain one, and in other places they don't have a maseres. Can the people in the other place that have no maseres start eating that new off on the basis of the maseres of the people in the other town? So there are 2 days. Where do you get the 2 days? Now, from the shita that is mentioned in Siv Daled, it appears, which is the shita of the Rosh, that the halacha of chumre amokim sheyotza mishom chumre amokim sheholach l'shom doesn't apply here, because here the reason as to why in the new place they don't eat because they have no maseres. So he can take advantage of the maseres of the old place. So Mimele, because of that, we should say that without a new immigrant arriving in the new place, they should also be allowed to eat it. As long as they heard that in another town the people eat a certain bird because they have a maseres, so the people who have no maseres should submit to the maseres of the other place. That's the first sheet. So he says that's the second sheet of Yesh Mishemata. So that's the sheet of the Rosh, and then Yesh Mishayisya, that's the sheet of the Rashi. Now let's see the Shach in Sif Yudal. Yesh Mishayisya v'Yesh Mishemata. Ulmotzosi machlekes bozev v'feirush. וככה שהביא בסיוסף דברי הראש, שהביא סי בסימן קוטן של לפני זה, כוסה בזה לשם, ורעש בקוסר בתיר הסבאים, וזה לשאלי, פה ינה חולים במקצס מקיימליץ ומקצס מקיימליץ, אין לי חולים. יירה לי שאין לי מלא מקצס מקיימליץ שפושת בנהתה, שירומו לי כאילו קיימים אוהב וסולישאים עם הפקיעים בהם. ורעש בסעז, לא היו בני הגימטר, ואפשר, ולאיסום שנוהגו בישר, עשרים, שעניים מהמותורים הם. אבל שנוהגו בישר, ואיפס תמאים, הדין ולאילה, אני מצוי עם מקצס מקיימליץ. עד מכאן לשני. ודעה סמחבר שהרעש בחיליק לראש. Ufiar is that he is here in the Khan. He says the Arno to this that if in one place there is a Maseres, so the Jews in every other place can take advantage of the Maseres in one place. Vida, so he says, the Sham Khaber, Vida Sam Khaber Shahaj Bachim Karosh, Ufin is that the Machlik is Benay. The Orosh Ayrevin came to Kibu Beata. Abu Mikomo came with Noago Beis, Uchidai Klish. והרעש בעיר להד במקים שנוהגים בישר, וכן נראה להד ידעס משל, וכן נראה להד ידעס משל. So he says, ושח שיטייז, ואוז לא מחלקס, דרעש בו הוא צועק מיזם לראש. But when does the Rashba say, that if in one mocking there is a Maseres, in the other mocking not, so the people in the other mocking are not allowed to take advantage, to adapt the practice of the people who have a Maseres, that is, even this, in the other place where the Aneik Yisera, so the Aneik Yisera because of a certain Chumre, not because they don't know whether it's there is or not there is. And the Rosh has reference to a case where the people do not intend to adopt a new Yisera Yisyot, but they just don't eat a certain oath because they simply don't know whether it's there is or not there is. So mainly you can rely on the judgment of the people in the other town. There is no machlekes. All right. So that is all. Now tomorrow, so we'll go over Simen Peveis. Simen Peveis and the tour and the Mechaber. But I discussed the Rambam Shite, I mean, according to Reb Chaim's explanation, I didn't want to go over the Reb Chaim inside because we have to finish Simen Peveis, but you should go over the Reb Chaim now after I discussed all the Shittes Rishonim. So it wouldn't be difficult for you to go over the Reb Chaim. What Reb Chaim says is that the Rambam has a different explanation in the Mishnah. According to all the other Rishonim, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that only if a certain bird has all the three simonitare, then you're allowed to eat it. Whether the pshat is in addition to the establishment of the fact that it's in a deris, or without establishing, or I guess the machleket between Rashi and Ramnatah. But the pshat is that you're allowed to eat it only if you establish that it has all the three organic simonitare. According to the Rambam, it doesn't discuss a heter of eating. It just discusses simonitare. And what's the significance of it? So, vis-a-vis other ifes than the Chavdalad ifes, so one simonitare is enough. Vis-a-vis the Chavdalad ifes, so you must have all the three simonitare, and in addition of not being a deris, and because of the fact that it does not have and because of the fact that there are two aloches, so vis-a-vis the Chobdale Deifes spelled out by the Torah, so then it must have all the three simonita. Vis-a-vis any other if not spelled out by the Torah, only one simontar is enough. And this is what the Mishnah tells us. Okay. Dealing with Dogim Tmeim are mentioned in two places, in Shmini and in Rei. Now let's see, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Ramban as to the scope of these lab. Now, so in Shmini the Torah says, Ezeh toichlu, mikoil asher bamoi, kula shalo isnapel vikaskeses, fins and scales, b'mayim b'yamim b'cholim eisam techelu v'chol asherin lisnape v'kaskeses b'yamim b'cholim u'mikel sheretz hamayim u'mikel nefesh achay asher b'mayim sheketz heim lochem v'sheketz yu lochem mipsorom lo yisechelu v'esnivlosam tishaketzu. So we have here an essay, Ezet Techlu. So as the Tereskianim says, it's a lava bomichlal essay. It's not that if one eats a dog toya is mikayim mitzvah asay. It's a lava bomichlal asay. If he eats a dog tome, so in addition to the lav, he also violates a nisar asay. And as a matter of fact, there is another Isra say, Kila Sharin Le Snap and Vikaskeses, Bamayim Sheketulachem. But the love that is mentioned is Visheket Yelochem Lochem, Mipsorom Loisechelu, Vesnivlosom Tishaket. That's the love in connection with dogim that do not have Snap and Vikaskeses, that is mentioned in Shmi. Now in Rei, so the Torah says, "Ezet Techlu." Now it's in Shmini, it's Yud Aleph, Posik Yud Aleph, and in Rei it's Yud Aleph, Posik Tes, and Yud. "Ezet Techlu." Mikol Hashabamoyim, Kol Hashal Lo Isnape Vikaskeses Tuechelu, Vichol Hasharein Lo Isnape Vikaskeses Lo Isechelu. Tomei Hu Lochem. Now, so we have one lav in Shmini and one lav in Rei. Now suppose one eats a dak tome. Is a chayev malkes only on the score of one lav, or is chayev malkes on the score of two lav? The Shittes Rambam is chayev malkes only on the score of one lav. And the Shittes Ramban is that is chayev malkes on the score of two lav, on the score of the lav in Shmini. In other words, v'sheket yu lochem mipsorom l'isachilu mipsorom l'isachilu, there wasn't v'shaket, but mipsorom l'isachilu, there's the lav, and also on the score of the lav of v'choy l'asher ein l'isnape v'kaskeses l'isachilu tomi hu lochem. That's one machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Then there's another machlekes, a very fundamental machlekes. The shittas Rambam is that there are two kinds of water creatures, Bries Hayam. There is a creature that has the tzure of a fish, whether it's a daktoya or daktomi, but it's the same tzure. So all fishes have a certain tzure. So whether it's toya or tome, it has a certain tzure. And then there are other creatures in the yam that do not even have the tzura of a fish. They do not even have the tzura of a fish. So the Shittas Rambam is that the love of mentioned in Rei, v'chil asher ein lo isnape v'kaskeses lo isechelu, tomi hu lochem. Or the love mentioned in Shmini, v'choil asher ein l'isnape v'kaskeses v'yam v'chom kol sheretz hamayim kol nefesh achayo asher b'mayim sheketz lochem v'sheketz yeh lochem v'psorom l'isachilu v'nosem t'shakei tzu, deal exclusively with such bries of the yam that have a tzura of a dog. Dog in Loshon Kodesh, not in English. Of a fish. But if it is another barrier, he doesn't even have the tzura of a fish, then that love doesn't apply. Neither the love mentioned in Rei, where the Torah spells out, v'chol asher ein lo isnape v'kaskeses lo isechelu tomi hu lochem, nor the love mentioned in Shmini. Because a person could distinguish between the love mentioned in Rei and the love mentioned in Shmini. Because in Rei, the Torah spells out, v'choy la'asharin l'isnaper v'kaskeses l'isachilu, tomi hu lochem. Tomi hu lochem. Mashe'im kei, in Shmini, The Torah says, "Yechil Hasharim lisnat v'nikas keses v'yamim v'acholim mikoyim sheretz amayim u'mikoyim nefesh achayo asher b'amoyim sheket tzim lachem v'sheket tziyo lachem mitzorom nisachil v'zlosin tzakeitzu." So one could say, as far as the Lav Milei is concerned, what the Torah spells out, dogim, without snap and v'kas keses, so that applies only to barriers that have the tzura of a fish. Masha'inkin, in regard to the love spelled out in Shmini, where the Torah says, V'chol asherim lisnap v'kaskes b'yam acholim, mikil sheretz amayim. So it's a more inclusive language. So maybe that love can cover even any creature, any other creatures of the yam. They do not even have the shape of a fish. One could say that, but the fact is that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between the lav mentioned in Rei and the lav mentioned in Shmini. He is the same lav, and because of that, the Rambam Shita is Chayv Malkes only on the score of one lav. Score of one lav. And that it only applies to those barriers that have the shape of a fish. But a barrier that is in the yam, that does not even have the shape of a fish, does not even have the shape of a fish, so this love doesn't apply. But does that mean if that love doesn't apply, that it's mutter to eat any barrier of the yam as long as it doesn't have the tzor of a fish? So in other words, that when do we have to look for the simonim? Snap and v'kaskeses, if it has the tzor of a fish. If it doesn't have the tzor of a fish, then we don't have to look for anything. We just take it, we catch that creature and we eat it. No, that's not it. So the Rambam says that there is a love that applies to Sheretz Hamayim. To Sheretz Hamayim. And that is the love mentioned in Vayikro Yudalev Posik Mem Gimel. Al tishaktsu es nafshiseichem b'chol asheres hasheretz v'lisitamu behem v'nitmeisem bo. So that's a general lav that it includes all kinds of shrotzim, sheretz amayim, sheretz oret, sheretz eiv, everything. But vis-a-vis sheretz oiv, sheretz oret, so we have special lav besides the general lav. Vis-a-vis sheretz amayim, we don't have, the Rambam says, a special lav. But the general lav that includes all shrotzim includes also sheretz amayim. So the melee, if someone will eat a creature that does not eat of the yam, that does not even have the shape of a fish, so the lav of dogim will not be there, but he'll be there, he'll be chayv malkes on the score of the general lav. In Vayikro Yudalev Posif Mengim, Al Tishakto es Tafisechem Bechol Asheretz Asheretz Vlitzitamu Behem Vnitmeisam. Now, the Ramban is chelek. The Ramban says that in view of the fact that the posik in the Torah in Shmini says, V'chol asher ein lo yisnapir v'kaskeses, bayamim uvancholim, mikoyl sheretz amayim, umikoyl nefesh achayo asher b'moyim sheketz lachem. So the Torah employs a very general expression, a very inclusive expression. Mikoyim sheretz amayim, mikoyim nefesh achayo, asher amayim sheketz lachem, v'sheketz yu lachem, mipsorom lisechilu v'zivlosom tishakeitzu. So that includes not only a creature of the yam that has the shape of a fish. Any creature of the yam, whether it has the shape of a fish or it does not have the shape of a fish. So as long as it does not have snapper v'kaskeses, so the love of dogim applies to these creatures as well. And the shita zara, and the raya is from the loshen in Shmini. But since it is true of the love in Shmini, so it is also true, the Ramban says, of the love in Rei. And then the Ramban shita is that he's higher than the score of both love malchus. The Ramban shita, but that's another machlekes. Now let's see the loshen Ramban. the Rambam says, now, in Perek Veis Melchnachos HaSoes, Halocha Dalet, so he says, V'cheinu Eichel Kazayis Midak Tomei, Leike, Shenema Vishekets Yelochem Mipsom Lisecheinu. That's the love in Shmin, but only one Malkis. V'yobar Alese, Shenema Akol Asher Lisnape V'kaskeses Teichlu, Michlal Shemi Shein Lisnape V'kaskeses Leichel. Ho, Lomadito, she call a hill doctome you game of a hyot mayo, or if Tommy brought me to Sesse, Lova Lazis. That's Pericrismach as soon as I look at Alan. Then, in Pericrismach as well as soon as I look at Vase, the Rambam says, Hoyichel Kazais Misharet Samayim, Lakim Natir. Not the posseg of Vishekis Yilachem Psalm, the Sahim that is mentioned in connection with Dogim that don't have his snap of Kaskeses, but the posseg. The posik in Vayikho Yudalev posik memgimu. Shahichel Kazayis, Misheret Samayim, Lekim Natera. Shenema al Tisakso es Nafshisechem. Bichola Sheret Hasheret. Veloisi Tamube. Hari Kilel Bilavze, Sheret Zoret, Misheret Zoi, Misheret Samayim. So, the only love on the score of which is Chayiv Malkes is the general love, the love that includes all kinds of Shotzim. But other Shotzim have specific love too. Sheretz Amayim does not have a specific love, only the general love. Izo Sheretz Amayim, Eilu Habriyas Aktanes, Kmeyatuloyim, Va'aluko Shebimayim. So in other words, you find certain worms in the yam. You find worms in the Yaboshe, but you find certain types of small insects in the yam. In the yam, let's say a frog, that's more than an insect, or even a frog. So according to the Rambam, you're not chayev malkes on the score of the love of dog in May. According to the Rambam, if somebody eats a frog, now a frog does not have snapir, he doesn't have kaskeses. So memele, he'll be chayev malkes on the score of the love mishmini, yudalev, posik yudalev, and yud, and yudalev, posik tes and yud, in rei, dvorim yudalev, posik tes and yud. If he eats a frog. But according to the Rambam, if he eats a frog, he'll be chayev on the score of the general love of Sheretz, which includes Sheretz Amayim. That's in Yudalev, Vayikro Yudalev, Posik Mem Gimel. So, Izeu Sheretz Amayim, Vabriyas Aktanis, Tmiat Eloyim, Vahaluko Shebimayim, or Vabriyas Agdeilis Biyese, Shein Chayis Hayam, let's say, the big chayes of the yam. So he's also even that love. Kloli sheldovo, kol sheini bitzures hadogim, loy doktomi veloy doktoya, kin kelef amayim, vadalfein, vatzvadeya, ifrag, vichayetze ben. So his chayev malkes not on the score of the love of dogim, but on the score of the love of sheretz amayim. But Sheretz Amayim, according to the Rambam, does not have a specific love. It's included in the general love of Shrotim, which applies to all kinds of Shrotim, including Sheretz Amayim. But the Ramban Shiti is, no, that let's say for Tzvadeya and all the big barriers, the small barriers of the Yam, even those that have a tzor of a fish, those that don't have a tzor of a fish, any belly of the yam, so the same love that applies to dogim applies to them. Applies to them. So that's the machlekes. Now, so I'm mentioning it because the Madana Yontef, there's a thesis Yontef on the Rosh, says something, and it's a pele that he doesn't even mention that it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Now, if you turn to the Rosh, on the end of the third perik in Chum of Eilu Treifes, Daf Kuf Samaches the name of Treifes, it's paragraph Samaches, the second. So it's Oisei. It's not the second column, but the first column. It's paragraph Samaches, the first column, Davkuf Samaches Amdalet, the first column. Oy say in the Madani Yomtov. V'chol sheyesh lish kaskas. So he mentions a very interesting shaila that he had. V'ani b'yesi. It's Oy say, the fifth line in Oy say, Madani Yomtov. V'ani b'yesi. Av bezdin v'ram v'kirek deisho vin hevi olai the tzviana hevi olai echochom merina rav rebanga reife dog nikro bilshenom shtinkis marinus v'nimzo b'yam asvardi v'yusam amoves v'rakochim yedim pule isleitzi oeres memeno. It has a sound. V'yoz eisi mipsori b'mine rifuiz, v'yesh li shetre, v'reishi rochav, v'gam yesh li kaskasim al kogufi, it has scales too, v'in li shum snapper, it has no fins, rak yesh li arba raglayim, ki ragli behimo yichayu, v'shohal li al ze, d'imon efshech, im nechshav. So this reife, apparently besides being a doctor, he was also a diplomat. So, He assumed that there is no special love. There is no special love vis-a-vis various ayam that don't have the shape of a fish altogether. There is no special love. Some in Mele, it's one love. So there is one criterion, I mean two criteria. The criteria of snapping the caskesis. Now this barrier, this fish, marines, so had scales, but no snapper. But it had legs, it was a big animal. Sea animal, a big sea animal. It had legs. So his question was, now what is the fins? The fins, that's the thing with which the fish swim in the yam. So memele, perhaps yesh b'chal musayim money. In other words, a fin in effect, fins in effect are very tiny legs. That's the legs of the fish. But if it has big legs, so yes, b'chomos ayimone, so it's considered also like snapia. That was his shy. So he says, rak yesh le'arba raglayim ki ragli behim o'chayo, v'shol ni al zeh. Dimon efshach. Im nefshach raglayim lisampirim, halidrocheo darkineya. So then, if we consider the raglayim like a snapper, so then it should be muta, because in other words, he took it for granted, like the shita of the Rambam, not like the shita. What is the answer according to the Rambam? So snapper b'kaskeses has nothing to do with it. Snapper b'kaskeses. Snapper, the criteria of snapper b'kaskeses apply to a various ayam that is the shape of a fish. So then we have certain guidelines, I mean criteria, snapper caskets. But if it doesn't even have the shape of a fish, it looks like an animal, except that it's in the yam. So then it's also, according to Rambam, machmas the love of Sheretz Amay, of Vayikro Yudalev Posik Mem Gimu. So in other words, so he did not understand it according to Shita Rambam. So he understood it according to the Shita of the Rambam. Now, according to the Rambam, so there is no special love vis-a-vis a Berius Ayam that does not have the shape of a fish. So all the Berius Ayam have one status. So they are only, so we have the same criteria, the same guidelines. Snapper with Kaskeses. Kaskeses it is. So the next question is it considered to have snappy or not? So if we say that the legs are as good as snappy, and even better, so then it's muta. But then, So he had a difficulty. I mean, this is a Ashkofe difficulty. I mean, it's not a halachic difficulty. He says, "Monefshech im nechshav raglayim misampirim halitrocheo darkeneya." So how is it possible that the Torah allows us to eat this animal, this sea animal, the marines, as he calls it? I don't know. I mean, what? How is it called in English? I don't know. I mean, I never heard of it, of such an animal. But so how is it possible that it's muta? If we consider the legs as a snappier, so then it has kaskeses and snappier, so it's muta bachile. But rocheo da'akeneyam, it's a source of poison, of venom. All right, it's not such a strong kasha. So he says, halirocheo da'akeneyam, yev shaleima sha'atir o mosholom, klal, shal dikei novi lechol salamove. I mean, this kasha doesn't bother me, because the Torah doesn't say that there is a mitzvah asay to eat every creature of the yam that has a snapper with kaskeses. It's not osir on the score of the mitzvah, but it could be osir on the score of other things. Of isham lechol shmenavshicha. I mean, so what is? So it's not that the Torah is matter if it is a source of poison or venom. So it's osir on the score of isham lechol shmenavshicha. All right. Anyway, so he says. So. Vim berish perik urev hagozl hoitzi kufre michal urev mishum shenema drocheo darkeneyam vibi kufre yeshkeitzim umisartim eyedayim kol shmido. So what kind of comparison is there? I mean, there the Gemara points out that kapis morim is what we call urev. Maybe kapis morim is a certain kind of a thorn that also conforms to this, to the attributes of kapis morim. So the Gemara says it's impossible that when the Torah says ukachta unlochem bayim orishim kapis morim pri tzodor kapis morim, then the Torah should mean thorn that scratch the skin of your hands, because rochel dakeneim. So there we understand rochel dakeneim, because there the Torah requires us to take us. But here the Torah doesn't require us to eat marines. So what's the shaykhus? All right. Vim bireish perik uve vagoz leitzi kufre mechalush and rochel dakeneim di bikufre yishkeitzi musad negedayim kol shkim bechindos hakonis lefoshis vishtei mei al ze mei vil yedati lehoshi rakomarti. So why is yishtei mei? In other words, he was amazed at the existence of such a creature. So he says rakomarti she'ef she'a she'u min murkev. In other words, that this is a hybrid. Maybe this marines is a hybrid. So, this kind of a creature was not created. But people were markiv. You know, they were markiv one mean upon another mean. So, that hybrid resulted. So Mimele, and that was done after Matan Torah. So Mimele, there is no kasha how the Torah is matter. If it had been done before Matan Torah, so then the Torah would have forbidden this kind of a creature. I mean, that's what he says. Alright. So he says, Ruk mu yayom shomu be precious rabbi shakul yibor, chuli borom shisim precious. Fabzemi, boyayam shomu, it should be. Because nearly the Kosovo region with double in the dog in Bilvat, Lafuke Haye Shebiyam, Vichain Dosh Mitreskerni, Hahayo Haye Shebiyam. So, Umiato Zahinuli Dinze, Dizea Cloud, the whole Shish, like a Kessel disappear, Al Mindogi Mushom, okay, Viluya Haye Shebiyam, Vichain Prosecution, Al Dog in Bilvat Nema, Avul Prosecution, Shunema Haye Shebiyam. In stab utzrichesh shariyish chayis chay b'yam sheish lekakeses in snapia v'efsha gamkin sheyiem sheyish le snapia vein lekaskeses. ובורך הידיע. ואפשר גם כן, ככל שאין לי קסקסס, בחייס הים, אין לי סנפיה. ואם כן, גם בשני הוא מיוסה. So in other words, at first it appears he's very unclear on the language. So I really don't know what it is his yontif meant. He could mean that there is a distinction, that in other words, very ambiguous what it is his yontif says. He could have meant that there is a distinction between the love mentioned in Shmini and the love mentioned in Re'eh. But then, if he meant that, so it's a new Shite, I mean, no Rishon says it. In other words, that the Torah in Shmini says at first, V'chol asher ein lo isnaper v'kaskeses. Bayamim uvancholim mikol sheretz amayim. She says, "Ezet teichu mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher lo isnaper v'kaskeses b'mayim bayam uvancholim eisam techeil." So that means this is reference to a fish that any fish that does not have snapper v'kaskeses, we are not allowed to eat it. This is a lava bob choles. Mikol asherim lo isnaper v'kaskeses. Then the Torah proceeds, Mikil Sheretz Amayim, Umikil Nefesh Achaya Ashabamoyim, Sheket Tzim Lochem. So, Visheket Tzim Lochem Mipsom Lisechayu. So that includes any Sheretz Amayim that does not have the Tzure of a fish. So then, even with snapper and kaskeses, it's awesome. When do we have a love? When do we have a love that applies only to a creature that does not have snapper v'kaskeses, that if it has the tzur of a fish? So in other words, so the love that mentioned in Rei, that is mentioned in Rei, v'chol asherim l'snapper v'kaskeses l'yisachilu tome lachem. So he's even that love. Masha'in kei, if he doesn't even have the tzura of the fish, so then it comes within the law of the sheket yulachem mipsorim b'isachelu v'sniflosam tishaket. So it doesn't make any difference whether it has snapper v'kaskeses, it does not. If it has a tzura of the fish, so then it depends. If it has a snapper v'kaskeses, so then it's not a sheretz amayim. If it doesn't have a snapper v'kaskeses, it is a sheretz amayim. Mashenkin, if he doesn't have it, so the fish, it is Sheretz Amayim anyway. In other words, so it's like the Shittas Rambam, but with one difference. According to the Rambam, there is no difference between the love mentioned in Shmini and the love mentioned. In other words, I mean, it is like the Shittas Rambam, that there is special halacha vis-a-vis a creature of the sea that does not even have the shape of a fish. But according to the Rambam, so which love are you here? The love in Vayikro Yudalev, Posik mem gimu al tishak tzes nafisechem b'chol asheretz asherit v'lisitamu emet meisem ben. Masha'in kein, the love of v'sheket tziyel lachem mipsorom l'sechelu v'zivosom tishaketsu applies only to a creature that has the shape of a fish. That's the Shittas Rambam. And he is saying, no, that the love, the same love that applies to a fish that does not have a snapper v'kaskeses, also applies to a creature of the sea that does not have the shape of a fish altogether. But vis-a-vis a creature that has the shape of a fish, so then it's considered as a sheretz amayim, only if he does not have a snapper because cases. But if it has a snapper because cases, so let's say salmon or mackerel or tuna or what, the dog tail, so they are not considered the sheretz amayim. Mashenkin, if he doesn't have the shape of a fish, so it can have snapper and cascases. It's still a sheretz amayim. So it is similar to the Shitas Rambam, but it's a different shita altogether. You see, it's a different shita altogether. Then another possible pshat in the Tesis Yontef, Madani Yontef, is that the Madani Yontef doesn't say that vis-a-vis a creature of the sea that does not have the tzura, the shape of a fish, so then even if it has snapper and cascases, so it's considered as a sheretz amayim. Mimele it comes within the lab of v'sheket tzir lochem mipzorim v'sechelu, because the Torah in the preceding pasuk, the Torah says mikul sheretz amayim. So anything that does not have the shape of a fish, so regardless of the snapper of the cascases, it's still a sheretz amayim. And if it is a sheretz amayim, it comes within this lab. Not as the Rambam says, within the lab mentioned in Vayitko Yudalev Posik Mem Gimel, but within this lab. So that perhaps the Madani Yomtev doesn't say that. That the Madani Yomtev holds the Tino Haname. It doesn't make any difference. The two criteria of snapper v'kaskeses that apply to a creature that has the shape of a fish apply to every other creature of the sea. But the klal that the Gemara mentions, kol sheyesh li kaskeses, yesh li snapper. The Gemara says, Nechum, at the end of the Treifes, that kol sheyesh li kaskeses, yesh li snapper. But kol sheyesh li kaskeses, yesh li snapper. So the Madani Yomtev is saying that this klal of kol sheyesh li kaskeses, yesh li snapper, is to be limited only to a creature of the sea that has the shape of a fish. Masheinke, a creature of the sea like marines, that doesn't even have the shape of a fish, it looks like an animal, it has legs. So this cloud that the Gemara itself